Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 8, listen to what Paul writes. He says, "Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. Without us, you have become kings, wise in Christ, and you are strong." Well, Paul is pouring on the sarcasm at this point. And the sadness of the matter is that if Paul had only said this about the church at Corinth without saying anything else, the church would have believed him, because they did think they had arrived spiritually. They did think they were spiritually wealthy, in need of no one else or anything else. They did think of themselves as superior, like kings, those who reign over others. But then in the text, Paul begins to contrast the apostles with the Corinthian church. And he says that the apostles are made to be fools for Christ, but you guys are wise in Christ. On first glance, being wise in Christ seems like a compliment, but don't forget that Paul is using sarcasm. The term can be translated as conceited in Christ, thinking too highly of yourself to where you really had no need for Christ anymore. Now, all of that was going on in the church at Corinth. That was the overall attitude of the believers in that church. They were judgmental, ungrateful, and self-reliant. And we might think, how in the world can a group of people who are saints, who have been saved by the gospel of grace, carry on in that type of spirit? Well, every chance he gets, the enemy is going to sprinkle pride and independence into the life of the church, which will quench the work of the Spirit. So what's the antidote? What's the medicine to all of this? Well, you have to tune in tomorrow to find out. But until then, when you pray, would you please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania? And also remember the Yakyusa Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Malawi and Tanzania.